Chapter 6, A New Use for a Round Table. I could tell you what the inside of a palace looks like, but I won't. I could also tell you what the life of a king is really like, but I won't do that either. Those are royal secrets. All I can tell you is that I easily convinced everyone that I was the king. I made many mistakes, but everyone believed me. Because I looked like him, it was easy to convince people that I was him. After a few days, Sapt came in with a letter and some important news. "The king is definitely being kept at the Duke's castle in Zender," he said. "How do you know that?" I asked. "Because Michael's loyal bodyguards are not here, and he is alone. That never happens. They are the only two men he trusts completely." I asked a servant where the two guards were. "Sure enough, they are both at the castle, even though the Duke is here," he told me. "So, what should we do?" I said. "We must attack the castle," Sapt said, "and save the king." "I'll do it alone," I said.
"You will never escape alive," Sapt said. "The guards will die before they disobey the Duke. They will cut your throat."
Then Sapt handed me a strange letter. I opened it and read it. "Your Majesty, if you wish to know some important information, come to the Boulevard de Hentzau in the centre of Strelso. Look for a white house with a statue of a nymph in the garden. Meet me at midnight. Come alone. If you don't, your life will be in danger. Do not show this letter to anyone. A friend." I turned to Sapt. "Do you think Prince Michael wrote this?" I asked. "Is it a trap?"
"Maybe," Sapt answered. "And yes, it might be a trap."
I was going to throw the letter away when I saw more writing on the other side. It read, "The writer of this letter loves the Duke of Strelso and desires to stop him marrying Princess Flavia. Her name begins with the letter A."
"It's Antoinette de Mauban," I cried. "She admits that she loves the Duke. She wrote this letter. I'm going to meet her and hear her information."
"We don't know it's really from her," Sapt said. "And you're not going. It might be dangerous for you."
"Either I go to that house, or I go back to England," I said. Sapt was furious, but what choice did he have? At 11:30 at night, Sapt and I mounted our horses. It was a very dark night. I wore no sword, but I carried a revolver, a long knife, and a lantern. We found the house on the Boulevard de Hentzau easily. There was only one house, with a statue of a nymph in the garden. At the gate, I said to Sapt, "You wait here, and don't get yourself killed." I opened the gate and went into the garden. I didn't hear a sound. I walked towards the old broken door and pushed it open. I entered a dark room. Suddenly, a woman came to me and took my hand.
"Close the door," she whispered.
I obeyed and turned my lantern to see her. It was Antoinette de Mauban. Close up, she was really beautiful.
"Don't talk, there isn't time," she said. "The Duke made me write that letter. He has planned everything very carefully to get you here, alone."
"I thought so," I said.
"Soon, two men will come here to kill you," she said, "so you must get out of here quickly."
"The Duke's men," I said.
"Yes," she said. "After they kill you, they plan to hide your body. Michael will arrest Sapt and Fritz, and then he'll take control of Strelsau. After that, the guards will murder the real king. The Duke will marry Princess Flavia and govern the kingdom. They'll be king and queen of Ruritania."
"That's a very pretty plan," I said. "But, madame, why do you want to help me?"
"Because I don't want Michael to marry Flavia," she said. "For this reason, I want you to live. Now go quickly. But remember, you're not safe. The two guards are following you day and night. If they find you alone, you are finished.
And what will happen to you? I asked.
If the Duke discovers that I warned you of the danger, you'll probably never hear from me again, she answered.
But what will you tell him? I said.
That you never came, she replied. That you suspected it was a trick to get you killed.
I kissed her hand and turned to go. Suddenly, we heard steps outside.
Too late. They're coming, she said. Put out the light.
I looked through the keyhole and saw two dark figures coming towards the house. Antoinette took my hand. She said,
You might kill one guard, but then what? The other one will get you.
Suddenly, a voice spoke. Mr. Rassendyll, it said. I didn't answer. We want to talk to you, a different voice said. We promise not to shoot. Who are you? I asked. Our names are not important, the voice replied. I looked through the keyhole. Each one had a revolver pointed at the door. Let us in, one guard said. We promise not to shoot.
Don't trust them, whispered Antoinette.
Then I had an idea. I won't shoot if you don't, I said. I looked through the keyhole again, feeling very frightened. They were at the door, whispering to each other. I knew they were going to rush in and kill me as soon as I started to talk. I turned to Antoinette.
Stand against the wall, away from any gunfire, I told her. What will you do? She asked, frightened.
You'll see, I said. There was a noise at the door. I stood back as far as I could. Gentlemen, I said, I accept your offer. Please open the door. Open it yourself, one of the men said. I played with the lock and then stepped back quietly. I can't open it, I cried. The lock is stuck. I'll open it, said one of the guards. I smiled. An instant later, the two men pushed the door open and entered with their revolvers pointing at me. I lifted the round table. It was not very heavy for a man of my strength, so I held it by the legs. The tabletop was a shield for my head and body. Shots rang out, but they hit the table, which shielded me completely. I pushed the table into them, and they fell backwards into the garden behind them. Antoinette screamed, but I was unharmed. Then, with a shout, I ran as fast as I could. The two men lay on the ground, stunned. One was stuck under the table. I raised my revolver and shot the air. Then I ran quickly along the wall. I heard them coming after me, but kept running. I climbed the wall and was over it in a minute. I heard another shot. Sapt was waiting for me with the horses ready. Quick, Sapt! I shouted as I jumped on my horse. Let's go! A minute later, our horses carried us away into the safety of the night.